Training Camp Central is powered by Xfinity.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer bringing you Camp Breakdown from Bourbonnais. This day's focus, the quarterback position. And Jay Cutler, Tom, last season, top 10 of the NFL in completions and touchdowns, 18 interceptions in a season that went south in the last half of the year. But overall, he's got his fifth offensive coordinator in 7 years. How does he address that situation and move forward?
Well, you know, the quarterback position always has the most pressure on any football team, whether you have a returning offensive coordinator or not. So this is first about having a good relationship with new offensive coordinator Adam Gase and letting Adam tell Jay what he expects out of the quarterback position, what are his needs. And again, not everything is on the shoulders of quarterback Jay Cutler. You got to use the running backs, the offensive line, and the receivers. However, you have to have someone in the huddle calling out the assignments, understanding exactly what they mean, and then when you break the huddle, you have to make an efficient decision at the line of scrimmage. Those are a lot of pressures, but again, they've been at this for about 4 or 5 months. When you get an opportunity to come to training camp, it's 11-on-11, it's full speed, and I think you get a better evaluation of how Jay is progressing in the new system.
And Gase, a highly regarded offensive coordinator and play caller, high energy. That's the best way I can describe him. He's into it. He's got a lot of emotion there as he gets those plays to him, and we watched a little bit of that in the minicamp practices and the OTAs. I like what I see. I like that relationship and the way it's brewing.
Well, again, you know, you want to be able to draw back from your past experiences. And whenever you've gone through a couple seasons and you're working with Peyton Manning, coaches can learn a lot from the players, like the players are expected to learn a lot from the coaches. So I think those experiences of his past are going to allow them to grow Jay's career, understand what he has, athleticism, strong arm, and a good mind. Now, how can you make Jay feel his most confident every time he's under center? That's just making sure that he's part of the supporting cast and not the only member.
And there's plenty of weapons around him to have a very successful offensive season. There are weapons in every position and skill set. The offensive line, healthy once again, expected to be an improvement over last season when they kept having to interchange bodies because of injuries. Right now, the backup quarterbacks, Jimmy Clausen, who got that late season start against the Detroit Lions, threw a couple of touchdowns and an interception, and he's familiar with John Fox and vice versa.
Right, but everybody's starting from square one. We keep hearing it from Ryan Pace, the general manager, John Fox. So when you get in the meeting room with this quarterback position, it's not about the experiences in this offense. Everybody's starting from square one. So I think it'll be an interesting battle to focus on, to pay attention to, and watch the development from experienced a guy like Jay Cutler to a young guy like David Fales.
And David Fales starting camp on the PUP because of an illness, nothing serious. We got a chance to see him last preseason. We'll certainly see him this preseason in games as well. How would you evaluate his performances?
You know, he and free agent Shane Carden, they're going to have an interesting battle, again, because everybody's starting out in square one, and you're going to see what got you to this point. Shane Carden, he has size and he has arm strength similar to Jay Cutler. David Fales, he's got experience in the NFL. He knows how to go about his business day to day. So you're going to see two young guys that are going to be fighting for a spot. But again, Jimmy Clausen has to come out here and be a veteran quarterback, not an inexperienced young guy anymore. He has to be a backup quarterback with experience.
And when you were watching the scouting combine, you kept referring, hey, tell me about this Shane Carden from East Carolina. You liked him when you saw him working out.
I did. I like to see the skills competition he went through. I like to see the requirements that you need in order to be considered a quarterback in the NFL, and he has them all. So whenever you come to a team and you have some solid supporting cast around you, it gives you a chance to develop and cultivate what you're trying to grow from your position.
All right, that's going to wrap up our view of the quarterbacks. Jay Cutler begins his seventh season with the Chicago Bears. I lead this team back to the playoffs in 2015. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching.